It's a common procedure at the state fair. Step right up and try to win a prize at one of the Midway's many carnival games. But WRVO's Ryan Delaney discovered there's a classic fair prize not being played for at this year's state fair.
Come on in. It's $3 to play. When you win, you can have any prize you like.
Pop balloonies. Who's ready?
Do that one time. You pick it out. Any prize you like.
Yeah, we need two more to go for the large prize. Come on over, come on in. Here's where you get them. Here's where you win them.
Pop a balloon with a dart. Sink a basketball shot. Hook a ring around a bottle. Do so and spend the rest of the day at the fair with an oversized plush gorilla slung over your shoulder or a stuffed monkey under your arm. But one game and one iconic fair prize is missing this year.
You threw the ping pong ball into the little goldfish bowl of water. And if it went in, you won a goldfish.
Shane Thornton says it was a tradition for his daughters to play that game until they won a goldfish every year, no matter how much money it cost them. But there are no more ping pong balls bouncing off of fish bowls. Gone are the golden orange fish bobbing in little plastic bags. There are no new aquatic additions to the family in tow after a day at the fair. Too bad. The goldfish the Thorntons won aren't around anymore.
Some of them lasted a couple weeks. Some of them didn't make it home.
His daughter Brittany usually didn't even bother to give them names.
Because they were going to die anyway.
That's a common sentiment felt around the Midway. Not much love lost for goldfish from past summer's fair trips.
Do you still have any of the goldfish you wanted to pick?
No, they all died the next day.
Cassie Vosberg says she doesn't remember any of her fish's names. They were given the usual unceremonious funeral. Flushed.
Down the toilet, yeah.
Cason Chigarita's won a stronger-than-most goldfish at last year's fair that's still swimming.
Any special skill involved?
Nope.
You just got lucky?
Apparently.
He named the fish Bernie, but the fish's little brother one is no longer floating alongside him. So where are all the goldfish at this year's fair? Frank Zajcek, owner of the new Midway company Wade Shows, says he isn't going to comment on goldfish. The answer lies with the fair itself. A spokesman says they received several complaints after last year's fair about the well-being of the fish. That prompted them to suspend the game. They'll revisit the decision next year. There doesn't seem to be a lot of heartache towards bringing the goldfish back. Brittany and her sister were more concerned with a different prize.
I want a big monkey.
So there's no more fish on the Midway this year. Do you miss them?
No.
They're ugly.
On the Midway at the New York State Fair, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.